I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Juno coach and teacher Kevin Hamrick recently retired from the Juno School District after putting in almost 30 years as an educator. As he finished up his final days teaching summer school classes, he found himself in a bureaucratic beef with the district over $750. He filed a grievance. Kevin Hamrick first started working for the Juno School District in 1992. His last day of work was during summer school on June 28th. He had 5 days of personal leave left over and thought he could cash it out under a policy in the teacher's labor contract with the district.
After you serve the district for so long and you ask for your cash out of your leave, that's $750, and they deny it. It's just like, okay, yeah, thank you. Have a nice retirement.
The cash option gives teachers a reason not to use up all of their leave just for the sake of using it up, which generally means instructional benefits for the students. It also helps the district save money by not needing to hire substitute teachers as often, and the payout rate is much lower than a teacher's salary for a day.
It was designed to be an incentive not to take it, and they're turning into a punishment for not taking it. So that was my main grievance, that, you know, I did what was best for the kids because they missed enough school last year in-person teaching, and I wasn't going to, you know, use up my last 5 days.
But district officials all said no, he couldn't cash out those 5 days of unused leave.
Mr. Hamrick referred to the intent. Intent is not how you manage a contract.
That's Superintendent Bridget Weiss during a hearing on Hamrick's case with a panel of Juno school board members.
Intent is how you write language, for sure.
Language that the teachers union and district both agreed to in their labor contract. The cash out policy in it sounds straightforward. Quote, teachers can cash out unused leave at any time during the school year at a rate of $150 per day, prorated, end quote. Basically, Weiss says he missed the during the school year deadline.
What's important is that we honor that language and the role of a contract versus what feels fair, perhaps, or those kinds of things. This is really about contract language and adhering to that contract language.
One school board member asked Weiss how often personal leave is forfeited. She said she could only recall one other similar situation. The school board said intent does matter to them and recommended the administration take a deeper look into if the policy is supposed to let teachers forfeit their leftover leave time when they stop working for the district. Longtime school board member Brian Holst chaired the grievance hearing panel.
I've negotiated, been a part of these negotiations for years. I don't recall the context being that we also wanted to stop somebody from cashing out at the end of their service.
The full Juno School Board met Tuesday to consider the panel's recommendations. It didn't make a final decision. Hamrick made procedural errors in the grievance process, so the board referred Hamrick back to an earlier step with the administration. Hamrick says he was surprised but happy with the board's call. He intends to continue through the grievance process. Hamrick says he's heard from union members who say they'll fix the policy in the next contract.
Hopefully, since I made a big enough noise about it, at least now it'll benefit somebody in the future.
The labor contract between the school district and the teachers union is up for renegotiation in December. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.